I'm trying to get back out there. I did some little bit of work today, so hopefully I'll be ready for this game.
Is the infection out of your system?
I am MRSA clear. Clear and free.
How did you find out you were clear? Did doctors look at it?
What they do is they take cultures and they take blood, and both came out good. So,
how difficult of an ordeal was that for you?
Very.
What was the worst?
What was the worst part of it?
Yeah.
Not being able to play. Not being with my teammates, watching the game on TV.
Was there a lot of pain involved, or was it just one of those nagging?
Yeah, I mean, anytime you get any kind of injury like that, it's going to be pain, but it was more mental than anything.
Were you scared at any point that this could be something?
No, not scared, just like irritated because I couldn't be out there with my guys. So,
what have you been able to do with that MRSA infection to stay in shape the last couple of weeks?
Well, at first you really can't do anything, like literally. But, you know, I've been running recently, jogging, sprinting, doing offensive line work. So I'm trying to get back in football shape.
How many snaps you take today in practice?
Not too many. I don't remember, but it wasn't too many. They're taking it easy on me, but... You know, if my name's called on Sunday, I'll be ready.
You think you'll be ready on Sunday?
I don't know. I mean, I personally, in my mind, I think I'm always ready for a game. So.
Also, it's your former team out there. You'd like to play them.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. man, I would. I'm going to do everything in my power to play.
Other than the MRSA, though, that your injury to your toe and all of that, is that all?
Yeah, the only thing that was set me back was the MRSA, but, you know, now that it's gone, I'm ready to go.
You feel weak now?
Weak? I don't think I've ever felt weak. No, I'm not drained. It does take, when you're first on the antibiotics, it kind of does drain you a little bit, but I'm good.
Carl, you just developed a blister on that foot where you had the surgery. Is that kind of how it started, or was it the toe itself?
I developed a blister on the side of my foot when I had to wear a boot. You know, it kept rubbing when I first hurt my big toe, so that's how it really started.
And so did they tell you in Boston once Lawrence had been diagnosed that they did a culture on you right there? Or?
No, they did a culture on me a couple days before that.
So where did the blister actually develop? Was it on the big toe or was it on the other side?
It was on the side of the foot, so imagine this is like your pinky toe.
Yeah, okay.
So I had the boot on, it just kept rubbing and rubbing and rubbing.
And that's all cleared up now. And the toe, how much of an issue is that? The
toe's not even an issue at all. Not at all.
Did the extra couple of weeks off of it maybe help you?
It didn't hurt it, that's for sure.
Right.
It definitely didn't hurt it, so my toe's good.
How tough was it to watch that game?
It was horrible. I don't want to talk about it. I mean, it sucks anytime you lose in this league, but let alone something like that, field goal the last second. So, I mean, but it's part of the game. You know, wins come to losses, losses come to wins. So it is what it is.
Is this the most difficult thing you've been through football-wise?
Football-wise? Yeah, I'd say last year when I was on IR after I only played like 7 games. So there's still hope. So it's not that bad.
What kind of greeting did you get from the rest of the players when you got out to the field?
You know, they kind of give me a hard time a little bit because I haven't been out there in a while, but I could tell they're excited, so
Carl,
it's always good.
Sorry, how much of a frustrating process has this been knowing that you still haven't gotten full line completely healthy with you guys and getting to a groove?
I mean, it's frustrating, but at the same time, you can't mess around with the MRSA, so I'm going to do exactly what they tell me to do, what the doctors tell me, coaches tell me, and I know they have my best interest at heart, so I'm just going to follow directions.
Carl, it wasn't as good an outcome for Lawrence, obviously. I mean, how relieved are you that at least your culture was taken early enough to treat it and have you play?
I mean, I can't speak for him, but I mean, I'm happy it's over with. I don't have it anymore, and I'm happy I can get back to football and not just worry about, you know, MRSA.
Is conditioning your biggest issue right now?
Football? Absolutely. Because, I mean, you could run sprints till you're blue in the face, but nothing's going to get you in football shape except for playing football.